So this invites you to love the journey. Loving the journey is all about your personal experience and growth, and most of all, going for your dreams. Appreciate every day with great gratitude and be excited for the future, both at the same time. Part three is a 30-day journey. And I've designed this to help you integrate these concepts into your writing. Hopefully it takes happy effort. Choose one or more exercises and commit to it or them for 30 days and do them. Pick what appealed to you as you were listening. Enjoy the daily inspirations and practical ideas. And I'll do another webinar on July 24th, and you'll be getting information about it in an email, and you will receive after this webcast. This is designed for you to get some personal coaching. If you have questions, submit them via the website similar to this one. The link is in an email that's coming to you. So I'll see you for this event in a month. So now I'm ready for the Q&A. And I got a comment from David about increasing the volume. Shoot, David, I don't know really how I can increase it on my end. So I hope that you've been able to hear me. Okay, I have another question that is about cutting, and the situation was that she was doing well in the beginning of the year, and then all of a sudden she started really to lose her confidence. And I think what happens sometimes is that it's very, very easy to start out really well, and then we start to think about the outcome, and then we really can struggle. We get to overanalyzing, and I would go back to thinking about how you felt when you were doing great. Do utilize a lot of the thinking and acting tools. Do your pre-run ritual. Study your videos, and hopefully this will be helpful. And then I had a question about a horse and rider in a hunt seat competition, and the problem was going by the speaker, the horse really shied, and you know, was a dramatic shy, so the rider was feeling I think a little bit unsafe or becoming unseated. And then, you know, was really concerned, like didn't really know how to overcome this for, like, the next class because, you know, it was hard to get the whole speaker thing out of her mind. So my suggestion is that you think about, first of all, how you could handle this. And, you know, I would suggest your eyes up and breathing, and if it happens, how you would respond to it. And maybe you'll be able to find solutions for this on that particular show day. Or maybe you'll have to do desensitization and training with your horse at home. But that would be my suggestion for you. That way is to do everything that you can at the time that show as far as planning for the solution. And then to work on it at home a bit more. So those are all the questions that I have for now. I'm going to refresh this page one more time. So I'm going to sign off if that's all the questions. And I wish to thank my Schulte team here for helping me put this together, Melissa and Victoria and Lindy, and my wonderful husband Tom. You guys are awesome. I want to thank you so sincerely for coming. Your presence is truly a gift to me. You're awesome. I wish you joy, fun, and success on your journey. Go for what you love. See it, feel it, and trust it. Love your horses and appreciate every ride. Never give up. I hope I will see you in 30 days or hope to hear from you via an email about all your successes. Thanks again, and good night.